Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Hello, this is Dr. John Day from the Dr. John Day Show. Welcome to episode number 29. Is the low sodium diet out? New recommendations for daily sodium intake. And before I get started, really quickly, the three disclosures. Number one, on this program, we share only general information. There is no medical advice. Number two, by listening to this podcast, it does not create a doctor-patient relationship. Number three, do not self-diagnose, treat, or anything like unto it based on anything that you have heard on this podcast. So, welcome now to episode number 29. Is the low sodium diet out? New recommendations for daily sodium intake. Most of us here in the United States have high blood pressure. In fact, 56% of us are above the ideal blood pressure of 120 over 80 as established by the American Heart Association. High blood pressure leads to heart attacks, heart failure, atrial fibrillation, strokes, and kidney failure. For years, we have been told to eat a low-sodium diet. In fact, the American Heart Association, or AHA, as I will refer to it in the future, recommended 1,500 milligrams, which is substantially less than 1 teaspoon of salt per day. 1 teaspoon of salt has 2,300 milligrams of sodium. Despite these recommendations, the average American kept on eating an average of 3,400 milligrams of sodium each day. In fact, less than 1% of Americans could ever achieve the AHA goal. Based on emerging new medical studies, it appears that following these AHA guidelines or the American Heart Association guidelines would not have helped us reduce our blood pressure as much as one might think. So let's jump into sodium and high blood pressure. While medical studies do support that we can, in fact, reduce our blood pressure with a low sodium diet, the results are not that impressive. The average person can drop their blood pressure by only about 5 millimeters of mercury with a low sodium diet. As one who has suffered from high blood pressure and wanted to get off medications, I thought the answer to lowering my blood pressure was to dramatically reduce my sodium. I reduced my sodium so much that all of my food tasted, guess what, incredibly bland. In fact, it just was not that pleasurable anymore. Over time, I found that the answer to reducing my blood pressure came through significant weight loss, eating real food rather than processed food, reducing and managing my stress, and moving throughout the day. By doing these things, I was able to dramatically drop my blood pressure down to 110 over 70 without any medications. Let me switch gears a little bit and talk about the Asian paradox. Having been taught that a low sodium diet was critical to good cardiovascular health, I was always amazed at how many Asian cultures, such as Japan or China, could eat high salt diets, yet have much lower rates of heart disease. From my perspective, this just didn't add up. Having spent time in Asia nearly every year of my adult life, I've made it a point to learn more about what they eat. On our last trip to China, my wife, Jane, spent the day with Mrs. Huang and her daughter-in-law cooking meals. According to Mrs. Huang, the secret to making Chinese food taste great involved three simple ingredients. Number one, the right cooking oil. Number two, fresh garlic. And number three, salt in one form or another. Although I have preached a low-sodium diet to my cardiology patients for years, I could never reconcile how the Japanese and Chinese could take in so much sodium through soy sauce and salt in one form or another, but yet seem to avoid heart disease. I knew from medical studies that after Asians immigrate to the U.S., their rates of heart disease gradually approach those of other Americans. Could it be possible that their diets, which are also very high in fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, seeds, and fish in their native countries, protect them from heart disease? Could it be possible that salt may not be as harmful as we once believed, as long as it is used as an additive to real foods rather than eaten with processed foods? In other words, could the real problem be processed foods rather than salt when eaten with real foods? Interestingly, as more and more Asians are adopting the Western diet with processed foods, their rates of obesity, diabetes, and heart disease are now dramatically increasing. Well, with all of this controversy going on, even the medical societies cannot agree on the daily sodium intake. And the salt controversy really heated up in May of 2013 when the prestigious Institute of Medicine published their daily sodium intake recommendation. They specifically stated the following. Number one, there was no compelling data to recommend less than 2,300 milligrams of sodium each day, even in high-risk patients. And they define high-risk patients with regards to salt intake are generally defined as those patients with diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease. Number two, they even raised the question that the AHA's or the American Heart Association's ultra-low sodium recommendations might even cause harm. So let's now come to the present and let's talk about the 2014 sodium controversy. In the August 14th, 2014 issue of the most prestigious medical journal, the New England Journal of Medicine, there were three published articles all questioning the optimal daily sodium intake. If you want to look at these three articles, go to my website, drjohnday.com, and click on blog number 29, and you can follow the link to actually look at these three articles all talking about how much salt or sodium is the right amount for an optimal diet. It's interesting to note that all three articles came to different conclusions. Amongst this data, I believe there's a middle ground when it comes to how much sodium per day is optimal. Moderation, not dramatic reduction, is the answer when it comes to daily sodium intake. So, what is my take-home message on daily sodium intake? Number one, the ultra-low sodium diet, as promoted by the American Heart Association, is out. Most experts now recommend a more moderate approach to daily sodium intake, even though the data seems to be mounting against the AHA's ultra-low sodium recommendations of 1,500 milligrams per day. The AHA holds strong to their current guidelines. I project that in time, they will adjust their sodium guidelines, as they did with their previously well-publicized ultra-low-fat high-carb diet recommendations, which really ended in disaster and helped to fuel the obesity crisis in the United States. Number two, the right amount of daily sodium seems to be about 2,300 milligrams. 2,300 milligrams per day seems to provide the right balance between health and good-tasting food. As I have carefully tracked my own daily sodium intake, and I measured every food, calculated everything, I find that as long as I steer clear of processed foods, fast foods, or most restaurant foods, that I can add the desired amount of salt to real food and make my food taste great and also stay below 2,300 milligrams of sodium each day. Number three, minimize eating out and processed foods. For most Americans, achieving the moderate sodium recommendations will require significantly cutting back on eating out and processed foods, as 50% of everything we eat in the United States is processed or restaurant/fast food prepared. The problem is not the salt shaker itself. In fact, we only get about 20% of our daily salt or daily sodium from the salt shaker, but rather who is adding the salt to the food that you eat. And therein lies the problem. 80% of our daily sodium intake comes from eating out or eating processed foods. So my question to you is, do you know how much sodium you are getting? Take back your control. Start today and for 1 week, do these two things. Number one, read food labels. It is easy to verify the appropriate sodium percentages, as roughly 2,300 milligrams is the recommended daily allowance listed on food labels. Number two, return to real foods. Make it a point to eat out less and prepare real food at home more. Preparing your own simple real foods could easily drop your average daily sodium intake of 3,400 milligrams to 2,300 milligrams, improving your overall health, energy, and ability to sleep. So, what has worked for you in maintaining a healthy blood pressure? We'd love to hear from you. Go to the website drjohnday.com and leave me a message. Also, if you've enjoyed this podcast, please share the love. Let your friends, coworkers, family members also know about this. And also, please go to iTunes and leave me a review. As we get more reviews, especially the 5-star, hint, hint, it helps to elevate this podcast when people do a search on iTunes for new podcasts to explore or listen to. So thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you've enjoyed this.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.